Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Yes, you're going to hear that song a lot this week as we're into our Blue Angels, Red, White, and Blue, Navy Blue Angels on the beach this week. And just a reminder that we will be broadcasting the show here with the narration live on Friday afternoon at 2, and then Saturday we'll be covering both the air acts at 11 and the blues at 2. So do tune in to News Radio 92.3. We'd love to have you listen in with us. Also, a quick reminder today at 10:30, we'll be giving away tickets for Coral Reefer Band out at the Wharf. Terry Gross will be in the house, and he's going to be giving those tickets away, so don't go away. But first, we have Avalon HR here with us.
All right.
By request. Ooh, our experts on everything HR. Kirk is here. We have Kirk Waters, who's here. He is their business and development manager. We have Stacey Oren, who is their HR and benefits manager. And we have sales consultant Steve Clapton, who is here with us. Lots to talk about.
It is.
Good morning,
man.
Good morning, you guys.
Yeah, happy Blues Week.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
We're good. It's crowded everywhere.
And yes, it is.
We know Thursday and Friday, it's like get all your work done the first 3 days.
Correct.
There's nothing happening the next 3 days.
It's like Thanksgiving week as far as everybody being closed in Pensacola.
In this town, everybody's done.
Yep.
Today's the last work day, actually.
That's right. That's right.
And I was thinking, we probably need to add to that disclaimer, the thoughts, opinions, and songs are solely those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
Yes, Station
That selection was Steve Clapton today.
Yes, there you go. There you go. That's it.
We feel the need for speed.
That's right.
Oh,
And if you don't use Avalon HR, you are truly on the highway to the danger zone.
Oh, profound. Okay.
Right.
We'll be here all week, folks.
I know. For folks that don't know Avalon HR, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, how long you've been around, because you provide services for so many businesses in this area.
Yeah, we do. And our specialty is small to medium-sized businesses. We've got clients as few as just a couple of people up to a couple of hundred. So size is something that we can help everybody with. But we provide payroll expertise, HR, and benefits support. Stacey is our primary person there, and she does a fantastic job helping our clients navigate HR compliance as well as benefits. And then we also do take workers' compensation off the plate of the owner. It's something else that we can do. So
that's huge.
It is. What we do is we give a business owner time to work in their business again or on their business instead of handling 10, 15 hours a week of transactional HR type of stuff.
It's a lot.
Let us handle that stuff for you, and you concentrate on your business. Go to a chamber event. Go to a networking event. Go somewhere to help build your business, or go see your kid's baseball game.
go to a dance
recital.
Go see the Blue Angels.
Go
see the Blue Angels. Yeah, let us free up that time for you so that you can really get back to living your life.
Absolutely. So a lot to talk about in terms of all the different services that you provide. And like we said, it gives you an opportunity to focus on your business. But if you have a question, maybe something's been on your mind, now is the time to ask that question. This is the expert panel, and our experts are definitely in the house this morning. 850-437-1620. So what are some of the things that you're dealing with now this summer, besides the fact that everyone's taking this week off?
heat, and some more heat.
Okay.
Steve put out a great graphic about heat safety and, OSHA and how that all kind of works together. And that's something we're very, we try to stay on top of, as it is important, because we don't want anybody falling out. I don't like getting those calls. Hey, Stacey, we had an employee, collapse on the job site. What do we do, kind of thing? So we don't like that. It's all about being proactive rather than reactive. And I think sometimes we even underestimate ourselves. We've been like, hey, I've been in Florida for 20 years. I know how this works. And, next thing you know, you're laying on the ground going, I don't know how I got here.
It can be sneaky. It can sneak up on you.
It certainly can. So, that's always a big thing in the summer. We have a lot of ramped up hiring in the summer to cover, the influx of tourists that we have. Our restaurant clients definitely ramp up. And a lot of challenges that bring to us is, how do you handle those seasonal temporary positions? What does that mean? How do you deal with that? Because, in the restaurant, a lot of these people, industry, a lot of those people move around a lot. They follow seasonal jobs. They may lifeguard here in the summer.
Right, of course.
And ski guide in the winter, snowmobile, whatever. They move a lot. And one thing, when Avalon becomes the employer of record, we're responsible for getting them that W-2. They don't have to call you and say, you know, hey, Meg, I worked for you for 2 weeks in the summer of 2023, and I need a W-2. They know that's with Avalon. They know it's on their employee portal, and they don't have to bother the business owners for things like that. So that's one big thing we can take. I want to put Steve on the spot again. I think I asked him this last time, but he's a little more seasoned this time. And one of the favorite things Steve does so far is he walks by my office and he'll just pop off a random question like, do we really do this? And I think 9.5 times out of 10, my answer has been yes. And he'll be like, huh, you know, and keep on going down the hall. So, Steve, what is the most surprising to you or the thing you probably didn't realize in the services that we provide at Avalon?
Ultimately, you know, I think what I've learned is, in staying with the Top Gun theme,
get close.
There you go.
I'm
there
close
you go.
Enough now.
There you go. Now we can
I'm
hear
really
you.
On the microphone.
That's what we want. That's exactly what
that's
we want.
Right.
Okay.
So I think what I've learned is the ultimate value that we offer is for those business owners who've lost that loving feeling to their business. We don't sing the song for them, but we really just take the burden of all the administrative taskings. And it just goes so deep in all the things that they don't think about from, you know, we're in the summer. Stacy was just talking about the heat and the standards that are being set by OSHA. But it's also, you know, most of your workers' comp claims are going to come in the summer because people make mistakes due to the heat, those mm-hmm. kind of things. Well, if you're the boss and you're trying to handle it yourself, well, you've just added hours and stress to your day. Whereas if you're with Avalon HR, we're handling every bit of that for you, and you're still relaxing at the blues show. So, you know, it's those kind of things. It's sometimes hard to quantify, but the reality is that we're just there really to remove burdens and stress from the owner who's often doing it all, trying to do it all, or their admin or HR managers, those kind of things. So that's really what I've learned.
Well, I just got a text that just came in. It's kind of about what you're talking about. Does Avalon help with with ER and emergencies, I guess? So
if an employee gets hurt and they have to go.
For example, the heat or somebody passes out from the heat and that kind of thing. Do you help with that?
As soon as you make that phone call to us letting us know that accident's happened, it's ours.
Okay.
I have a lot of business owners who will stay with their employees while they're at urgent care or work comp just mm-hmm. because they want to. That's fine. If you don't want to, that's also fine. But what we do is we get that information to our carrier. We get them an immediate card to get any prescriptions or anything that they need. If they need a referral after that for whatever, we coordinate that with the carrier. So you know, once you turn that over to us, the employer can step back and know that it's handled. And I'll, you know, communicate with you as doctor visits happen, say, hey, these are the new restrictions, or hey, everything is okay. They can come back to work tomorrow. I can guide you through how do we pay these people who mm-hmm. are on work comp. You know, should
a lot of questions. There's a lot of details
right.
when
right.
something like that
right.
happens.
Do they have to be paid for the date of the injury? Yes, they do. You know, what happens if they're on light duty? I can work with you making those accommodations. You know, if they can't go back to their full duty, but they can do something, we need to have them back in working. And, you know, we can help you tailor their job description or even create a new one while they're on that you know, light duty status mm-hmm. to make sure that they're working, help keep the cost of that claim low because everything it kind of like trickles downhill. Everything we do to keep these costs down, we are able to pass along that savings to our clients. If there's an increase, well, at some point that has to be passed along also. And the biggest way we keep those costs down, Number one, we do not automatically go to the ER. Okay.
Oh, that's interesting. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, anybody who's ever been to the ER knows you walk in that door and that calculator starts at about $3,000 for walking in the door, and then mm-hmm. we just tick up from there. Okay.
Yeah.
Urgent care can handle many, many things. And we use if we send somebody to urgent care and urgent care goes, hey, this is out of our scope, and they send them to the ER, okay, fine. But, you know, general rule, I'd say unless we're seeing body parts we shouldn't be, extreme loss of blood, things like that, we don't go to the ER first, okay? You know, if we have minor injuries, we want to start at an urgent care. Don't automatically think the ER is your go-to spot, okay? The other way we manage it is making sure, you know, we have, if we think the claim is fraudulent, mm-hmm. we can get someone to look into that. If we think that the employee's not, you know, being honest with the physician, not participating in their care, and that can be a huge factor in their recovery, we can assign a nurse case manager, mm-hmm. you know, to intervene early. We can catch that and go, hey, something's not right. So let's put, you know, another person in there, an objective human that doesn't know you, to kind of listen to what you're being told and help you maybe interpret that. Maybe you're not understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, you know, put those things in place where you as an independent employer, you know, you go to hire a nurse case manager. Their starting rate's like $250 an hour. Like, it's ridiculous. But we don't have that cost because it's part of our package.
Right.
So, again, it's savings. And, you know, we talk about all the services Avalon provides. You know, we're the members of so many different associations that if you went and did on your own, Lord, how much money would that cost you, Kirk?
I mean, it could be huge. And just the mistakes that can be made, because you're not going off of the latest information as far as compliance goes and mm-hmm. the laws changing,
it's
and
constantly
all
changing.
These different things. And, you know, for us to administer your claim is one thing, but the savings that can be brought to you by coming on with a professional employer organization like Avalon,
mm-hmm.
the big part of it is the pay-as-you-go workers' compensation, and people don't really understand that. So if you go out, and someone said to me the other loan, it's almost like taking out a loan on workers' comp. So you go to the bank, you're getting a loan, you put a down payment on that loan, you make a monthly payment, and then, you know, with workers' comp, you do that too. You're estimating your hours for the year,
mm-hmm.
you're paying on that upfront, you put a down payment, then you make a monthly payment, and then at the end of the year, you have to go through a very timely audit, a time-consuming audit of all of your payroll. And then if you underestimated the number of hours at the beginning of the year, you have to cut a big check at mm-hmm. the end of the year to the workers' comp carrier. If you, for some reason, overestimated the hours at the beginning of the year, basically you're going to get a refund, which means you've given the insurance company a interest-free loan for the year before you get yours back. With a PEO like Avalon, we do pay as you go. So every pay period, we take out the correct amount of workers' compensation for that pay period. There's no down payment. You make pay as you, the correct payments as you go each pay period, and there's no audit for you. You
wow.
save that time, and there's no big check at the end of the year. So
that's great.
Do it on an ongoing basis, a pay as you go. You will save money. Just from the time that you spend trying to administer that workers' comp policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's another big difference in the workers' compensation. And you cannot put a price on our team, Stacy, and everybody that helps administer those claims at Avalon HR. That is a huge time savings for a business owner.
No question about it. My head's spinning just hearing you talk about it. We did get a text in when we were talking about the ER versus urgent care, and someone said plus, and big capital letters, urgent care is way faster.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
W-A-Y exclamation point, way faster.
Way faster. And the thing that your employees know that you don't, folks, is they'll – try to really, really, really push to go to the emergency room, because guess what? The emergency room will not drug test.
Oh.
They won't. They
okay.
just don't. Won't. You can beg. You can argue.
That's interesting.
Ask me how I know. And they won't do it. But our, you know, that's part of our drug-free workplace policy is, you know, and by our carrier's regulations, everyone who has an accident must be drug
right.
tested.
Mm-hmm.
You may not have to drug screen at hiring. But
right.
after
right.
an injury, you have to.
That is not optional, right?
Okay, that's another yeah. piece of information that's very valuable.
And your employees know this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Trust me. Because mm-hmm. I remember one time, I'll never forget it in my career, we onboarded a restaurant, and I was talking to the general manager about the work comp piece and how that worked. And he looked at me with the biggest smile, and he goes, "We'll never report an injury."
Oh, boy.
Because yeah, they know.
They know.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. They know
very
that,
interesting.
You know, yep. that positive drug screen is going to mean the end of your end of your job.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I always learn something here on Pep Talk with my experts. Avalon HR is here. Kirk Waters, Stacy Orrin, and we also have Steve here. Clopton, is that pronounced correct?
That is correct.
That's correct. Okay. If you have a question for them, 850-437-1620. A little bit different topic, but I got another question for you. Okay. This is a good one. If an employer is interested in hiring you, say, starting 10-1, October 1st, how much lead time is needed? Is health insurance available starting 10-1 or not until the beginning of next year?
That's great questions. And of course, the health insurance, we have an open enrollment, which ours is our goes into effect on April the 1st. So Stacy usually starts handling that a month or so before. But when you come on board with us, you immediately have access to our health insurance.
Oh, that's
now, if
great.
You had to make some changes or maybe an employee didn't opt to get health insurance and they come back 2 months later, they will have to wait until open enrollment in April to get that.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you can come on board with this 10-1. It's actually a good time because that's the start of a new fiscal quarter.
That's a great time.
Right. Yeah. Okay, and, so tell them, Stacy.
And 10-1 versus 1-1, I mean, we're kind of like businesses at the beach. You do so much of your business in a certain period of time, right?
Right.
Everybody wants to change 1-1 because their accountants love them doing that if that's their fiscal year and things. So if you can start 10-1, you can kind of beat that year-end rush, and that really helps. What time frame? It depends on the size of your team. I mean, we've got one group that's very large that we're doing right now. We're going to have about 30 or 45 days. But we have had people, a restaurant that I did recently that has about 20 employees, and we got them on board in less than 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, it's
that's
just
pretty impressive.
It's up to you and what your needs are, but the more lead time we have, the better we like it. But we are flexible. We are a small boutique style PEO, and that gives us the flexibility to be able to, turn like a speedboat, not the Titanic. We can move a lot quicker.
Right. And the big thing, one of the big things that I'm, being in charge of HR and benefits, Steve just became eligible for benefits, and he filled out the form for the coverages he wanted, and then the other one he just handed back to me blank. And I said, "Are you not electing any of these?" He's like, "Nope." I said, "I need you to at least put your name on it. I need you to check decline, 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 and sign it, because that way, if the employee ever comes back, and I'm not saying Steve would ever do this, but I have employees that have.
Right.
I wasn't offered it." Yeah, you are. You signed the form. You made, you checked those decline boxes. Yes, you are offered. You made the choice to decline. So, therefore, sorry, you can't enroll again until open enrollment. And these aren't Stacy's rules. These aren't Avalon's rules. This is the IRS rules. This says if you do not take your benefits at the initial offering, whether it be right as you come on board, after your employer's waiting period, whatever, you have to have an IRS qualified status change, marriage, divorce, birth of a child, adoption, loss of coverage from, terminating employment, death. It happens, right? To be able to make those changes outside of enrollment. And that's something that we can work with you on. We have great relationships with our carriers. We have been very careful in our selection of our carriers to make sure, because we have clients that have different waiting periods. So if we picked a carrier that said, nope, everybody has to wait that 90 days, our clients would be like, no. So they're all over the board. And our carriers, we're very transparent going into those relationships. Hey, this is, our client base is broad. They're over multiple states. There are multiple rules. They would like everybody to have this. Are you willing to work with us in that? And in doing so, we form some great relationships. Like every vendor that I have has my personal cell phone number, and I have theirs. That's something you don't find in big companies. Like, if there's a problem, I've got people, I can pick up the phone and call immediately and get a response. You don't have to wait, for your HR to get in touch with somebody at a generic company to get back to them, and then them get back to you. It's an immediate kind of thing. I'm gonna put Steve on the spot again because he's being way too quiet over there.
Killing me.
Speak up. One of the things that I think has surprised Steve a lot, and you can, if I'm wrong, tell me, is what we do for our clients as far as going on site with them. If you need somebody terminated, I was walking out a couple of weeks ago, and Steve's like, "Where are you headed?" And I was like, "I had a client to terminate their finance director. And he's just like, wow. He's like, do we charge like a hatchet fee for that? No, we don't.
Oh, a hatchet fee?
A hatchet fee.
Okay,
yeah.
What is that?
A termination
We're
going to
be your hatchet man.
Oh, hatchet. I gotcha. Okay, just took me
hatchet
a second.
Person,
sorry,
yeah.
Another lingo.
My East Tennessee language there.
I gotcha.
But, you know, things like that. I think that's something that not a lot of other companies are willing to do. I started my day yesterday out in Perdido early at a client site. And, you know, honestly, I'm not even going to lie, folks. Yesterday probably turned out to be one of the absolute worst days of my HR career.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's all right.
Oh,
it happens.
No.
You know, we just had, and sometimes it works out like that. We had a situation that we absolutely could not de-escalate no matter how hard we tried. And, you know, sometimes it works out like that. And sometimes you just got to take a breath and step back. And that's what I tell managers sometimes too. You're human. You're going to get frustrated. We're not exempt from that. None of us in that building are. My boss gets frustrated with me some days and just walks out, and I have to wait on him to come back. But, you know, I know that's his way of telling me, hey, I need a minute to process this, and that's okay. And that's kind of where we got to yesterday, because, you know, I don't want anybody listening to think, oh, they're, you know, every situation is resolved and everything is perfect. No, that is not the case. Yesterday's situation concluded without a resolution. It did leave both parties with some talking points and some things to work on before we talk about again, but it certainly wasn't solved.
Mm-hmm.
But that was something that I took on, and it took almost 3 hours that the manager at that location didn't have to spend 3 hours of their day
right.
dealing with.
Wow. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, employee issues are not always going to end comfortably. I mean, it's a difficult yeah. thing when you're dealing with those issues. We've all been in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
I know, Meg, you have that knowing look on your face.
Oh, I'm not saying a word.
I've
been involved with too many organizations in this town. And I wish I'd had Avalon HR
absolutely.
Helping me through some of those situations.
what Stacey was saying and the way I have presented it, because it is very, I feel it's a very impressive thing that we do, is there are many managers, CEOs, owners of companies that are pretty self-aware, and they are conflict averse,
mm-hmm.
we'll say. And
conflict averse, I like
so,
that.
So, you know, that is part of our package when you bring Avalon HR on to assist you, is we have Stacy that is our HR person who's able to help you in what might be weak areas of your own management style, which is conflict sometimes. Most people do not like conflict. Now, Stacy smiles, and she has a skip to her step when she's going out, you know.
Oh, no.
She doesn't. But it is something she does well, and it is just another part of our package. And, you know, again, it's one of those things that you just don't hear about from other places, and the ability that Avalon is able to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And not only, you know, do we act for you as your HR, but we work with your HR people if you have them. You know, there are companies that we work with every day that have HR people, and they want those people to spend their time hiring, training,
right.
building culture, doing mm-hmm. the things that an HR person really would want to do. Most HR people have 3 or 4 things on their desk they would like to get to, but they can't.
Right, of course.
And so let Avalon HR take some of that off of your plate. Same thing with payroll. We work very closely with your payroll people as we do that. So
mm-hmm.
we're there to be
an
accompaniment.
Yeah,
exactly, to your people. So don't ever think we're coming in there to try and replace people. We want to come in there and let those people do the things that an owner or a manager would rather they be doing to help further that company.
That makes perfect sense. Avalon HR, how can we find you? Where are you located?
We are at 100 South Pace Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, right below Garden Street, 850-475-1555, avalonhr.com. We are also on LinkedIn and Facebook, doing a lot of great posts on there. Check those out. You'll find some great information.
All right, Kirk, Stacy, and Steve, the trifecta, the three amigos, the three musketeers,
yeah.
however you want to look at it. Thank you for coming in on this busy Blue Angels week. Avalon HR, what's that number one more time?
850-475-1555.
All right, this is Pep Talk.